Where to next? A unique perspective on all things travel. About me. I'm Josh and I've got one passion in life, travel. Whenever my teaching job allows, I'm on the next plane or bus or train to a new adventure. Here, I like to share my experiences and perhaps inspire you to take the plunge and go off the beaten path. So grab your camera, pack your sense of adventure and bring an open mind. Are travellers selfish? Travel, when you think about it, is a largely selfish pursuit. It's all about me, me, me. Places I can go to, people I can meet, things I can see, food I can try, my bucket list, my experiences. Are you a self-absorbed traveller? Let's look at some common scenarios, starting with the plight of the traveller seeking to discover something unique. Your first reaction is to blame the guidebook, regardless of the fact that it's probably the way you found out about it too. And it's true, that book in your hand has a bit to answer for, but that's a simplistic notion. In an age of mass tourism, of backpacker grapevines, of internet and travel blogs, it's inevitable that what was once a pristine paradise will be seething with tourists before long. You can direct a little blame at the locals too. Without their efforts, that which seems to offend you would not exist. They like the money and they want more, although it's a bit hard to blame them for that. If tourist cash spent at beach bars and souvenir shops can ease poverty and raise living standards, it would be selfish to begrudge the locals their chance at a better life. Honestly, either accept a place as it is, even if it doesn't live up to your expectations, or go elsewhere if the trappings of progress are too offensive for your sensibilities. Don't blame the guidebooks, the internet, or TripAdvisor. Don't blame your fellow tourists. And definitely don't blame the locals for trying to improve their lives. That would be the height of selfishness. They say money makes the world go round. So how do you spend your hard-earned cash on holiday? Do you shop locally? If you stay, eat and shop in places owned by locals, your money will stay in the community and help generate jobs. Foreign-owned resorts or hotel chains may offer a higher level of comfort and extra facilities, but very little of what you pay actually trickles down into the local economy. If there's a beach nearby, do you really need a swimming pool? And last but not least, where money's concerned, bargain fairly. Saving an extra dollar on that t-shirt or souvenir will hardly make a dent in your budget, but it can make a huge difference to the seller. Once, I was disgusted to witness a shameful exchange in which a well-fed foreigner haggled hard to get a novelty toy for less than half price. The saving? 50 measly cents. Adding insult to injury, he boasted about it to his companions. He felt great because he'd put one over on the locals. Don't be that person. People say there's something about lending a hand that lifts volunteerism above the average travel experience. But I think there's still an element of selfishness even to the noble volunteers who help build homes or teach art to children. You do these things because it makes you feel good, not just because you're a kind, giving soul. The downside to all this goodwill, however, is that volunteerism is actually quite expensive. Most companies that organise volunteer trips will charge you plenty for the experience, often far more than it would cost you to just visit those countries on your own. Well, that's it. Some of you will disagree with my views, but I'm up for a good debate. Send your comments and let me know your thoughts. Are you a selfish traveller?